Practitioners who have attained the illusory body of the third stage meditate on emptiness again and again with their clear light mind of bliss until they directly realize the emptiness of all phenomena. When they accomplish this, they attain meaning clear light, a fully qualified clear light mind experiencing great bliss that realizes the emptiness of all phenomena directly. So this is the first of three unions. This is the actual union of great bliss and emptiness, because now our mind of fully qualified clear light, experiencing great bliss, is now realizing emptiness directly. What that means is our mind of great bliss and the emptiness or true nature of all phenomena have now mixed inseparably, like water, like clear water mixing with clear water. Have you ever poured clear water into clear water? They mix very well, okay? So the very subtle mind of great bliss and the emptiness of all phenomena, when we realize emptiness directly, union means two things become one, okay? So we have our mind of great bliss and the emptiness of all phenomena. When we accomplish meaning clear light, we accomplish the union of our very subtle mind and the emptiness of all phenomena. They become one object, okay? Like clear water mixing with clear water. So in that realization of meaning clear light, we accomplish the union of great bliss and emptiness. And at that stage, once we accomplish that realization, we abandon all delusion obstructions, okay? Which means intellectually formed delusions and innate delusions. We abandon them all in one meditation. So it's vastly superior to sutra. In sutra, you abandon intellectually formed delusions, and then you have to meditate along, and then innate delusions, and yet it's still only happening in the gross mind. What we do here is we're abandoning all levels of delusion and immediately delusion obstructions, abandoning them, you know, in one meditation, once we accomplish meaning clear light. Okay, so this is the union of great bliss and emptiness. This realization of meaning clear light is the fourth of the five stages of completion stage and is called meaning clear light of the fourth stage. Meaning clear light and Mahamudra Tantra are synonymous. Okay. So as I said earlier, this book is called Mahamudra Tantra. Now we understand what that is. It's a mind of fully qualified clear light, which means through our completion stage practices, we've been able to cause, we've loosened the knots at the heart channel wheel, for example, if we're meditating at the heart, and we're able to gather and dissolve all winds into the central channel as they do at death, and therefore we experience fully qualified clear light, experiencing great bliss, and that mind of great bliss and the emptiness of all phenomena, we realize the emptiness of all phenomena directly. This is Mahamudra Tantra. So now, already we're on the fourth stage, and we've abandoned the delusion obstructions, which are the obstructions to liberation. So that means now all that's left to purify from our mind are just subtle obstructions to omniscience. When practitioners arise from the concentration of meaning clear light, they attain the pure illusory body and completely abandon ordinary conceptions, and all other delusions. Okay, when we arise from that meditation, we've abandoned all the delusion obstructions and all ordinary conceptions. When these practitioners, okay, so Thomas, no, it's good. I'll keep reading. When these practitioners manifest meaning, clear light again. Oh, sorry. No, I do want to say something here. So, at this point, we've accomplished meaning, clear light. We arise from that meditation, and now our impure illusory body. Remember, it was only called impure because we hadn't abandoned the delusion obstructions yet, but now we have. Because we've accomplished meaning, clear light, and we've realized emptiness directly. So therefore, our impure illusory body transforms into the pure illusory body. The pure illusory body, as we'll see, will soon become the actual body of an enlightened being. Right now, this pure illusory body is still what we call a path body. We're still on the path. We're at the very end of the path, but we're still on the path. Okay, so it's a path body, but it's about to become the resultant form body of a Buddha. Okay. This is like all magical, you know. This is like so already completely transcending ordinary experience, you know. So I mean, it's like this is like explaining step by step how to transform our actual Buddha nature. Which is our very subtle mind and very subtle wind. That's the basis that, you know, we need to purify all the, it's like that's the truth. You know, sometimes we say in sutra, we talk about our Buddha nature being compassion and we need to, and that our Buddha nature is like a gold nugget covered in dirt. And then through our spiritual practices, we remove the dirt of our delusions and other obstructions and our gold-like compassionate Buddha nature shines forth, right? Just like if you clean off the gold nugget, you see the gold, right? Until that's all there is. So this is correct in sutra, but it's not specific. It's in general. Only in Highest Yoga Tantra in particular do we understand precisely what is our Buddha nature. What is it precisely that is going to what is already within us that is going to transform into the body and mind of an enlightened being. This gross mind we're using right now is not going to become the omniscient wisdom of a Buddha. This gross body here is not going to transform into the body of an enlightened being, the enjoyment body and so forth. No, this body and mind is very useful to us right now because we have a human body and mind. And humans can understand spiritual teachings, including Tantra, and put it into practice. But as Shantideva said, with this boat-like human form, we can cross the great ocean of suffering. Since such a vessel will be very difficult to find in the future, now is no time to sleep, you fool. So Shantideva is a little direct, you know. he's just encouraging us. Of course, we need to sleep. What he means is don't be lazy. You know, this we could lose this human life, human body at any time. So while we still have this, we need to use it for its real purpose, to finally accomplish the clear light of bliss. So then, if it's not this gross mind and gross body that will transform into the mind and body of an enlightened being, what is it? It's our very subtle mind and very subtle, and it's mounted very subtle inner wind. So our very subtle inner wind is our real body.